The economy could grow by 5% this year, but the challenge will be in how to sustain that rate. Economists agreed at a roundtable discussion last week. Gross domestic product grew by 4.8% in the first quarter this year, the fastest rate in 5 years, prompting the government to predict that the full year rate could hit 5%, largely thanks to the increase in exports, public spending, private investment, and tourism. But economists agree that the benefits haven't yet trickled down to the majority of the population who still struggle to make ends meet. The National Economic and Social Development Board has forecast export growth in dollar terms of 8.9%, total investment of 4.7%, and GDP expansion of 4.5%. The mother of former Navy SEAL member Lieutenant Commander Saman Kunan, Mrs. Samran, was named a National Outstanding Mother on the National Mother's Day yesterday. She was bestowed with a framed citation letter from a member of the royal family in a ceremony in honour of the courage of her son, Lieutenant Commander Saman, who died during the rescue operation at the Tam Luang Caves in Chiang Rai. At 7 p.m. last night, the Prime Minister led officials and members of the public in a candlelight ceremony held at Sanam Luang to bless Her Majesty the Queen on her 86th birthday. The Nam Un Dan in Sakon Nakhon is now holding 102% of its safe maximum capacity, necessitating continued discharge of water downstream, with the dam expected to take more inflow later this week. Nam Un is among the country's four major dams now under close watch as they're holding water beyond 80% of their capacities. Two of the dams are in Kanchanaburi and the Kang Krachan Dam in Phetchaburi province. For the Kang Krachan Dam, flood draining is now under control and flood impacts in Phetchaburi province have been controlled and curtailed after massive flood draining efforts earlier this week. Meanwhile, the Thai Meteorological Department say about 60% of Sakon Nakhon province faces the threat of floods from tomorrow until Friday. The Thai Foreign Minister Don Pramud Wanai will sign the Thailand-Myanmar Air Services Agreement and a Memorandum of Understanding on the project on the development of shrimp culture in Rakhine State during his visit to Myanmar tomorrow. He's visiting for the 9th meeting of the Joint Commission of Bilateral Cooperation between Thailand and Myanmar, which is designed to enhance relations with Myanmar. The MOU will see Thailand funding the reconstruction of the Shrimp Culture Demonstration Centre in the Rakhine State. Minister Don will meet Myanmar's Union Minister for International Cooperation to discuss a wide range of issues, including security, border and labour cooperation, measures against human trafficking, money laundering and drug smuggling, and new cooperation opportunities, according to a document approved by the Cabinet last Tuesday. Phuket's west coast was being pounded by big waves along the island's beaches yesterday, a mid-morning high tide compounded with the 30-kilometre winds and southwest monsoonal waves were washing away parts of some of the island's most popular beaches. The International Surf Lifesaving Association says yesterday's conditions were very hazardous for beachgoers and swimmers. At Surin Beach, the waves were beating up the beach and exposing past efforts to try and control erosion. Katta Beach was also receiving a battering yesterday as the beach vanished altogether under the waves and the surf.